I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, August 5th. Well, City of Quincy is getting a $500,000 state grant to install a heat pump system at the Snug Harbor Elementary School as part of the first phase of a decarbonization plan. The Green Communities grant from the State Department of Energy Resources is designed to fund energy efficiency and clean energy projects. Quincy is one of 57 communities receiving a total of more than $8 million in this latest round of grants. The projects are expected to cut energy costs in those communities by a total of over $700,000. And reduce greenhouse gas emissions by a total of over 1,600 metric tons each year, the equivalent of almost 4,000 barrels of oil consumed. Since 2010, the Green Communities Program has awarded more than $208 million in grants, reducing energy costs by over $30 million annually. The grants can be used for projects including high-efficiency lighting, insulation, and replacing fossil fuel HVAC systems with heat pumps. Youngsters on Howes Neck and Quincy have a brand new hockey rink to enjoy. The Recreation Department has announced that the newly renovated Brill Field inline hockey rink is now open. The new facility now features a premium sport court game surface for both street hockey and ice hockey in the winter. The new facility features new Athletica 5-inch inline pro aluminum boards for a first-class playing experience. The new system also allows the rink to be flooded in the winter for ice skating and ice hockey. The new facility was funded in part by the city's community preservation account. Well, the Lindsay Clancy murder trial resumed for a sixth day yesterday with more testimony from prosecution witnesses and a look at the prescription pills that were found in her house. State Police Lieutenant Joseph Rabbit said he found four prescription pill bottles in a kitchen cabinet when executing a search warrant at the Duxbury home after the murders. He said Lindsay Clancy's ex-husband, Patrick, and a lawyer came to the district attorney's office on February 6th with more prescription pill bottles in a CVS bag. Prosecution has argued that while Clancy was prescribed several drugs for her mental health struggles, she was not taking many of the pills from each bottle. The defense maintains she was over-medicated and says a cocktail of several prescription drugs sparked a postpartum psychosis that led to Clancy killing her children. Several prosecution witnesses employed at the State Police Crime Lab took the stand yesterday. There was testimony about blood collected from the home in Duxbury. Jurors were shown the blood-stained knife previously seen in Clancy's bedroom. Specifically, both sides agreed that toxicology testing on the three children was done correctly in the crime lab. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington has repeatedly told the court that Clancy admits what she did, and he wants the trial to be focused not on who did it, but why. It is anticipated that doctors who treated Lindsay Clancy for psychiatric issues will take the stand as early as today. Governor Healey will sign a new immigrant protection measure into law today in Chelsea, saying that the compromise bill Massachusetts lawmakers sent her last week provides the strongest protections in the country against abuses by ICE, including keeping them out of courthouses, schools, and hospitals. Lawmakers attached an emergency preamble to the bill, declaring it an emergency law necessary for the immediate preservation of the public safety and arranging for it to take effect as soon as Healey signs it. The bill that cleared the House and Senate on split votes last Thursday would expand protections against warrantless civil immigration arrests at courthouses, public schools, child care centers, and health care facilities. It bars new agreements allowing state and local officials to perform certain federal immigration enforcement functions, preserves the Department of Corrections' existing partnership with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and codifies the Supreme Court's decision, which held that there is no authority for Massachusetts court officers to arrest and hold an individual solely on the basis of a federal civil immigration detainer. Healy said the bill was top of mind for her last week and expressed hope that it would reach her desk. A South Shore restaurant that got its start as a tiny breakfast and lunch spot is now for sale. The Mad Hatter in Weymouth is up on the market, with all three buildings at the Washington Street site being part of the listing. Well, the restaurant equipment and liquor license can also be included in the purchase for a total of $2.85 million. The Mad Hatter got its start as an Irish-influenced diner on Main Street, moving to its current home, which used to be where Hajar's was, in 2018, becoming a spacious restaurant with Irish and American dishes. The mayor of Brockton is suing the state over a crash that involved a state police cruiser in May of 2025. Moises Rodriguez, who was elected mayor of Brockton in November of 2025, claims that while driving on Route 138 in Raynham, he was hit by a state trooper who entered Rodriguez's travel lane and struck his car. According to Rodriguez, he suffered severe, painful, and disabling physical and emotional injuries, including injuries to his knee, leg, hip, foot, shoulder, neck, and back. Rodriguez also claimed in the report that he's been partially disabled as a result of the crash and was disabled from work with a loss of finances as well as over $32,000 in medical costs. A request for a settlement between the state and Rodriguez also failed, he claimed, in court records. Rodriguez also requested a trial by jury. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be participating in National Community Health Center Week today at 10 o'clock at Manet Community Health Center's headquarters on West Squantum Street in North Quincy. Koch will speak on Growing Healthy Together, program updates and announcements, including an announcement that Manet will be opening a clinic in Quincy High School. DeVry, Boston's Irish band, will perform tonight at 6 p.m. for the free Wally Beach Wednesday concert presented by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. A check of business news this morning, and stocks soared to new records yesterday. The Dow was up 907, the NASDAQ rose 671, and the S&P was up 136. The dollar was down, the euro rose, oil is down to $79 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox trounced the White Sox 14-2. Its series continues at Fenway at 7:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly sunny and warm and humid, a high of 87 degrees. For tonight, hazy, a low of 69. Tomorrow, hot and humid with the isolated thunderstorms, high 90. Friday, some storms, hot and humid, high 92. And Saturday, chance of a thunderstorm, hot and humid, high 91. For the boater, waves about a foot, southwesterly winds at 5 knots, become southeast later today, high tide 5 p.m. Sunrise 5:41, sets at 7:58. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, August 5th.